Buying a property and not having to pay the mortgage for 2 to 3 years, it sounds like a dream. How on earth could that be possible? Stay tuned, we're going to tell you more.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Billy Bob. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Shocking news over the weekend with Bondi Junction. Our hearts go out to everyone there, and what an awful
really
thing.
Sad, hey. Yeah, it's amazing to see how the community gets behind everyone, you know, at those times, but it's super sad. And yeah, anyone that's been affected, you know, our thoughts are with you for sure.
Respect. My daughter went to school, was in the same year as one of the girls that that's passed. So hearts out to everyone. Hearts out to everyone.
Yeah, super sad. Hope everyone had a good weekend though, outside of that. We've got a bit of an interesting one this morning.
Yeah. So this is I think a lot of people don't have missed this, where there's an opportunity, potentially, if rates are going to come down, which everyone thinks they are, there's an opportunity to buy a property, not have to actually pay the mortgage for a couple of years, and then and on the other side, pick it up, and hopefully the mortgage will be back to sort of regular levels. So tell us about it. What have we got? How do people do it, Billy?
Well, it's almost a bit of a tale of the sale, this one, because I'll give you a real-life example. Had a client call me a few weeks ago and said, we're ready to buy our first property, but the timeline doesn't really match up. We don't want to move in straight away. So you could either buy something existing and have it rented out, or you could look at something like this, brand new. And they said, ooh, we like the sound of brand new. Even better, it's 2 to 3 years away because we won't need to pay the mortgage. I said, that's exactly right. So these guys, real life example, are doing some studies in Wollongong, and moving back to Sydney at the end of their studies, but right now have a really good healthy deposit, ready to buy, but because they're sort of, you know, half in studies, half part time work, they know their work down the line will move to full time, and that's kind of the point when they want to move back to Sydney and then effectively move into their property. So what they've looked at doing is buying a brand new off the plan. I'm going to show you where they bought, because it's pretty close to home, this one. This is in the middle of DY. So Casa Del Mar, 2-bedroom apartment. And this building next door here is actually Novak HQ. So couldn't get much closer.
Right there, look at that. So yep. How does that work? So, and I'll act like I don't know, so you answer the questions. Do they if the price goes up in 2 or 3 years when a off the plan's finished, do you pay the market price when it's finished, or do you pay the price when you locked it in?
Yeah, the beauty of buying brand new at the time is you've paid today's price for tomorrow's property. So there's no change on price despite what happens with the market. And when you're looking at the prospect of rates coming down, it'll ease people's cash flow. It will improve people's borrowing capacity. I think that's a really exciting time to try and take advantage of that. And 2 to 3 years, generally speaking, is the time frame where we start to see people build in some equity, a bit of capital growth. So you actually enjoy that on your 10% deposit, but it's for the full purchase price of your property. So if you buy for $1 million and the market moves 10%, you've made $100,000 on your deposit, which is amazing.
Do you have any repayments along the way if you buy something and you put down your 10%?
No, you don't.
Really?
No repayments until settlement. So
it sounds too good to be true, doesn't it?
It does sound too good to be true, but it's a really clever way of using your money, and particularly if you know you're going to move into the property down the line. It's a nice way to actually buy and know what you're getting at the end of the settlement, and then you can move in or rent it out. Obviously, brand new is always a little bit luxe, a little bit special. So if you do rent it out, you know, there's obviously an advantage there as well.
And you've got another development as well?
Yeah. Not, you can almost see it on this map. So
is,
that's
it, on
why
that, is it on that card that you've got? I think it's on there, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is. But down here, just below Meriton. So Meriton's the two tall buildings here. And pretty much slobbing in the school there, there's another one. You're probably a little bit more skilled to tell us on that one, but correct me if I'm wrong, there's similar sort of entry-level price points, one and two bedrooms.
And then also, you've recently bought one for 198 grand. How do you do that?
I did. So we've also got the most affordable property on the Northern Beach is currently for sale, and there is still one or two more, so you can still get yourself in there as well if you know any friends or family. 198,000 commercial grade storage vault. So 23 square meters, a little bit further up this hill, pushing towards the top of a Lambie Road, French's Forest. And you're right, I've just bought one in my superannuation. I've used some funds there to use as a deposit. And that's also about 2 years away, which is exciting.
If someone's, say, if you've just tuned in, we're talking about the opportunity where you can put down a 10% deposit to buy a property and not have to pay a mortgage for up to 2 or 3 years, if you just tuned in. So on that, Billy, what happens if the developer does not build the building? Do I lose my deposit?
I think that's the biggest question we get. The answer is no, you don't lose your deposit. The deposit's held in trust, so it's not in the developer's back pocket, effectively being used to, you know, build the build as such. That would
be the developer one. Doesn't get hold of the deposit.
That's right, it sits in trust account. So I think that's a really big thing that puts a lot of people's minds at ease, to know that their money is actually, you know, safe. And of course, the developer doesn't want to not build the project either. I know everyone, you know, ask the question, well, what happens if it doesn't get finished, or what happens if it's delayed? It's in the builder's best interest to get in and out as quick as possible and, you know, do a really good job, particularly when they're a local company and they've got, you know, history or a track record with other projects. You've got to remember, guys, this is their bread and butter. That's their, you know, their area of expertise. It's their business. So it would be like you guys turning up to work and not doing anything for the day and just packing in, you know. So you got to remember that these guys make their living from that as well.
Now, just headline stuff, Billy, you get to see, I get to see the headline, you know, properties. So if we sell a block of 100 units or a block of 50 units or a block of 20 units, or we sell storage units or we sell warehouses, we see the pull up, we have access to the data. Do you have people ever that on the Northern Beaches that have sort of been bitten by it, or do you have people generally on the Northern Beaches that have been kissed by it? The reason I'm asking that is people that are watching today don't have the benefit of seeing how much those 100 people bought for, and if any of those 100 people bought and they sold, how much they sold for, and did they make money or did they lose money? Is it a sad story for most of these people? Is it a beautiful story for most of these people?
It's a brilliant question to ask the agent, actually, as you're going through the buying process. Quite often they're going to have some sales that have been done on a finished product that they can show you. So anything that I've ever bought, I've always asked that same question. Over the Northern Beaches, I do love the track record. That's what makes it so exciting. The people that have bought storage units and held for 3 or 4 years, combined in that building phase, and then a couple of years after settlement, they've done in similar suburbs like Cromer, Brookvale, Warriewood, you know, close to 30-40% on their money, which is astonishing. That's performed as strong as the residential sector.
And I do have to say, I find it's a great way for people to help their kids. If they are one I've just recently sold, that's a mum and dad, fortunately to be in a good financial position to say, little Johnny's going to buy something and we're going to help him. And then what they've done is they've helped with the deposit. They've put that down and then they know 2 or 3 years later, their son will be earning more money be saving further towards that deposit, so they can have a smaller mortgage. So it's good for that. And then what I've also noticed is people with super, they have they've got 2 or 3 years. They put that 10% down with their super, and then they've got 2 or 3 years to pump up that super. They're the types of buyers that we've been selling these projects to, and I do have to say they've been unbelievably successful. So we do sell out entire buildings off the back of these 10% deposits. And the earlier you get in on a building, the better, the more upshot you're going to get. I.e., if you're buying when it's almost finished, you're not going to make as much too if you're buying before they've even knocked down the building. So there's off the plan stages 1, 2, 3, and the earlier stage to get in is stage 1.
Yeah. So I couldn't agree more with Luke. Great opportunities. You just got to look for them. And Lee said Balgala off the plan as well. Yeah, we've got 12 amazing apartments being finished there. There's still a couple left. Two bedrooms. They're you know, the perfect place to have a retirement. What an amazing building that is. Yeah.
And before we go, something I think people worry about the building as well. But before we go, I do have to say I feel very, very passionate about strata versus houses. I've been very old-fashioned in my approach of looking at property. And when I always look at long-term growth. Now, if you look at the last 10 years of houses, they have done on the northern beaches about 130 to 140% in capital growth. That's how much houses have gone up. So over 10 years, they've not only doubled, but they've done even more than double. Now, that's houses, that's data, that's all properties, all houses, all suburbs. If you look at unit data, units over the last 10 years have only gone up 75% on average, Colleroy, Narrabeen, DY, Brookvale, they've only gone up 75%. So there's been not any, they haven't doubled, they've only gone up 75%. So $1 million, it's gone up 750 grand. Whereas a house of a million, you know, in for $2 million has done a lot more than double. Where I'm going with this is I think there's been a staggering amount of capital growth in houses and underwhelming growth in apartments due to COVID. And I believe there's going to be a huge catch up because over the last 50 years, strata's always performed in low stock suburbs as good as houses. So I'm calling it today. Watch out for the catch up. I think there's going to be a lot of catch up with units. And I'm calling it today. I think now is if you're buying something like off the plan, 10% down, nothing to pay for 2 or 3 years when the project's finished, I think strata is a good investment to get into. I personally have done it lately, so I think it's good. Strata.
Particularly brand new. And affordability is key. Units have the scope for growth. That's spot on.
And I think the unit's going to do better. I think Luke's right, because that whole affordability thing, anyone could have bought a house and been a hero at a 2% interest rate. But now, when the interest rates are almost triple, then people are saying, hang on a sec, maybe I do have to consider a really nice unit. So that affordability is really going to come in key. And the people renting are going, we're going to buy, it's cheaper. It's going to happen.
Yeah. There you go. I think that's the show.
Put your 10% down, buy off the plan. But I do have to say, buy in an area where there's low supply. Do not buy in areas where there's 2,000 units, 6,000 units, 32,000 units 5 years later. Stick to suburbs where there's a low stock availability. Yeah? So I'm not a big fan of Parramatta. Sorry.
The West Wars.
Watch out for too much stock, those suburbs. Just watch out for that, because that's going to stunt your capital growth. Love ya.
Any help, give us a buzz. Love to help.
Yeah, just call us. We'll help. See you guys. Take care. Thanks, Billy.
Take care.